Penguin Audio presents Just the Sexiest Man Alive by Julie James, read by Karen White. Chapter 1. Taylor Donovan may have been new to Los Angeles, but she certainly recognized a line of bullshit when she heard one. It was 8:15 on a Monday morning. Frankly, a bit early, in Taylor's mind anyway, to be dealing with this latest round of nonsense coming from her opposing counsel, Frank Sidelecki of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. But hey, it was a gorgeous sunny morning in Southern California, and her Starbucks had already begun to kick in, so she was willing to play nice. Frank's call had come in just as Taylor had pulled into the parking garage of her downtown L.A. office building. After answering, she had let her opposing counsel go on for several minutes, without interruption, she might add, about the righteousness of his client's position and how Taylor and her utterly non-righteous client should consider themselves lucky to be given the chance to make the whole lawsuit go away for a paltry $30 million. But at a certain point, one could only take so much nonsense in one Monday morning phone call, luscious Starbucks or not. So Taylor had no choice but to cut Frank off mid-rant, praying she didn't lose the signal to her cell phone as she stepped into the lobby elevator. Frank, she said in a firm but professional tone, there's no way we're going to settle at those numbers. You want all that money just because your clients heard a few four-letter words in the workplace? She noticed then that an elderly couple had gotten into the elevator with her. She smiled.